Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Arizal revealed to us the awesome power of prayer that we have today on Purim. Every minute of the day is a golden opportunity to utilize. As well, on Purim, we read Megillat Esther, which the Gemara tells us takes the place of Hallel. The Megillah itself is the greatest praise to Hashem. What's the praise? Recognizing that what appeared to be a random string of haphazard events was in actuality the hand of Hashem controlling the entire story from beginning to end. A man who has been growing in Emunah told me, I am now able to look back at so many events in my life and connect all many different pieces, which can only be explained as the Yad Hashem. But before I learned about Emunah, these connections never even crossed my mind. A person could go through life and never recognize Hashem, but if he is attuned to it, he'll see Hashem all the time. In the beginning of the Megillah, Ahasuerus made the most ridiculous request of his wife and ended up killing her when she refused. This opened the door for Esther to come in and save the Jewish people years later. Even at a time when the Jewish people were sinning at the party of Ahasuerus, Hashem was still planning their salvation. This is another example of Hashem's unbridled love for us. It says in the Megillah, Ahasuerus had to call his wise men and seek counsel about what to do with Vashti for denying his request. The Vilna Gaon writes, it was the rule of the kingdom that the king cannot make any decisions on his own when it had to do with something that he had a personal interest in. But at that time, it was Haman who convinced everybody to change that rule. Yeseh devar malchut milefanav, that Ahasuerus should have the sole power to make all decisions. And because of that, Ahasuerus was later able to put Haman to death without having to get approval first. Hashem brought the downfall of Haman from Haman himself. Mordechai overheard Bigtan and Teresh plotting to kill Ahasuerus, and he used that information to save the king's life. Hashem put Mordechai in the right place at the right time. And for some inexplicable reason, Ahasuerus decided not to reward Mordechai at that time when he heard about it, but rather to just write it down in his book of Chronicles. When did he decide to reward him? 5 years later, when Haman was on his way to the palace to request of Ahasuerus to hang Mordechai, Ahasuerus awoke from his sleep and he asked, please bring me my book of Chronicles to be read. And the page that was open to was about Mordechai saving his life. And that is when he realized he never paid him back. He still owed him. Hashem had everything timed to the split second. Haman built a gallows 50 amot high, over 75 feet tall, to hang Mordechai on. Why did it have to be so tall? The Mefarshim give different reasons what Haman was thinking. But in the end, because it was so high, Harbona was able to see it from the palace window. So when Ahasuerus became furious with Haman, at that second, Harbona saw it and said, let's hang Haman on it, the same gallows that he wanted to use for Mordechai, the one who saved your life. There were so many details that Hashem was arranging from years in advance, all to help His beloved people. Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah, but He is there in every Pasuk. Hashem doesn't reveal Himself to us like He used to in the olden days, but if we open our eyes, we'll be able to see Him every minute of our day. Purim Sameach.